In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Joel Faircloth, former extension cotton specialist for Virginia Tech. This is cut one, starch machines on one. Three, two, one.
Drought is not something that we can have too much effect on. It was interesting. We had certain areas that typically get a pretty good bit of rain in the southeast that got virtually no rain, and whereas we had areas of Texas and Oklahoma that were inundated with 20, 30 inches of rain. Typically, you don't grow cotton unless you irrigate in a lot of those areas. So again, that's not something we can do much about, but that was the way it was this year. That was a challenge. Along the issue of water was also water rights, and this is an ongoing issue. I don't think anyone sees this issue getting anything but a little bit tougher each year. Other issues were commodity prices, and this is with respect to cotton and it's competing with other crops. Corn in 2007 took quite a few acres across the U.S., and we'll talk about for next year as well. Well, I'll move on to that. In 2008, wheat and beans will be the challenge. Corn will take some of the acres, but wheat and beans will be by and large because of the commodity prices. The other thing in 2007 is the cotton prices were not very high. They didn't respond like these other crops. A lot of that has to do with carryover and how long you can store cotton.
This is cut two, starch machines on one. Three, two, one.
One of the ones that we've talked about is labor. Labor getting more expensive. An opportunity that has come up is a module building picker. That's a very good example. We've responded. That'll cut down on the need for labor. With respect to weeds and insects, the response there has been a very large effort to get better sampling techniques for plant bugs, stink bugs, and there's been a lot of research put into that. Glyphosate resistance, weed species, we're looking at, again, a lot of research that's been done in these areas. We have better herbicide programs than we had in 2007, and that will continue.
This is cut three, starch machines on one. Three, two, one.
And so that's something certainly while they're growing wheat and beans and double cropping in cotton after that, it's a good time to be paying attention to cotton prices. And if there are some opportunities for the 08 late season to sell their crop or even move forward to 09 at some point, I think there'll be some opportunities. And those opportunities may not be there with those other commodities.